Alrighty, moving right along.
Move agenda.
The seventh item that we have is information in board packets. This was again proposed by Dave Adelson, and Dave, if you want to...
Hang on just a sec. Let me get that. So this issue is more significant. Jane Gatewood asked on the governance committee about whether we had received some information on confidentiality in our board packets for the January meeting, because apparently there had been some motion prior to that that we provided with something. And as I was looking through it, what I found is in the January meeting packet, the whole first section is a series of documents, job descriptions and the rest, that are unattributed. In other words, they don't indicate where they come from, who approved them, when they were approved or created, or the rest. And I remember during the lawsuits going a little bit nuts when we were dealing with all of the board information, because essentially what would happen would be people would put stuff forward again without any revision history, and then gradually people say, oh, well, that was, you know, what was decided on, and I don't think that's a good way to do things. In particular, the job description for the executive director, which is in that packet, it makes reference to some other documents, but that's not the job description that we had approved, that the board approved the prior month. So one thing is, I would like to make sure that those items that were in that January packet do get revised, and that there be a record of where they came from. So I'd like to know where they came from. But more generally, I want to propose a motion that any items in board packets, including them the source, when they were approved, by whom, and where possible, a revision history, so that we have a good documentary record of where our foundation policies, documents, et cetera, come from.
Any response from the CFO?
Well, I'm thinking it through. Some documents, given Pacifica's history, it's difficult to get attribution, and our documents don't have a revision history attached. For example, it's the job descriptions. I looked at some of them, and some of them you can't tell whether you're looking at a draft or whether it's a document that was approved by the board, because the record keeping in that period we're talking about, 01, 02, all the way through to some extent 03, simply wasn't done. So it's not necessarily available, and we may have to start notating that with documents.
Exactly.
That's
and,
the point.
That it's not available is not available. So the other thing is the thought that occurred to me was that this is something that that we could add to Leilani's job description too, and she works on that board packet as much as anyone, and that we start the process of trying to. I agree. We need to have revisions on job descriptions. We have to have dates. We have to do the other items where we know what we're looking at. So my second suggestion would be to have that be included as part of what Leilani would do for us. And in addition to that, I think that the network needs a minute book. That is to say, having the minutes posted on the website is one thing, but the auditors will require that all of the official minutes of the network be in what is generally referred to as a minute book. So we may need a minute book, too, that is a written version of this where it's compiled in one spot.
Right.
So those two things, referring to Leilani around this as a person who compiles that board packet, and I'm suggesting the compilation of a written version of the minute book be added to her responsibility.
Julie?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Dave. I was wanting to know, I wanted to make my resolution a formal one, that all material in board packets should indicate date of approval of document and its source, i.e. who produced it and who approved it, including a revision history where relevant.
Friendly amendment, Dave, with mine would be where available.
Where relevant and available?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
Not relevant.
Have revision histories, but okay.
Since I've already interrupted, let me just say that I'm sorry, you guys.
The Dave's point is huge, because what we get in a board packet is an official document to inform the board of it's supposed to be a reference. I mean, unless we're just going to say it's a waste of time to be putting that together, I mean, we're already having the challenge that we shouldn't have that we get the board packets during the meeting. You know, when we go, a lot of times when we, like, when you get there, you get this board packet. So you've got this thing that's full of all this information. And but it is a reference that you can go back and look at. And so the job description thing, I'm sorry you brought that example up, Lonnie, when you're saying, well, you know, we're available. That one was huge. I'm glad Dave noticed it, and because I didn't even read it, because I assumed that it was the same one that we passed. But, I mean, we've been through over that issue a bunch of times on the PNB, and so to get one that's not the one, it is scary. And so this is a big issue, and I would vote for Dave's motion and not amend it too much. I mean, I don't know.
Seconded.
They're relevant. You see, on
I'll
credit.
I'll second it, Dave.
Okay, and I accept Lonnie's amendment to for revision history to be where available.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I was just going to say, even songs, you know, when they credit the people, if nobody knows what it was, who wrote Happy Birthday? You know, they just say traditional or whatever.
I know who owns it.
Who?
I think Michael Jackson.
Yeah, stop it.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, I believe, owns that.
I mean, that particular one.
Owns those rights, yeah, to Happy Birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
God, I don't know who would claim credit for that.
I owe him a lot of money, Daryl. That's the reason he's in such serious trouble.
Can we do a reading of the motion, Jay? So
the revised motion would be all material in board packets should indicate the date of approval of the document and its source, i.e., who produced it and who approved it, including a revision history where available.
Hey,
there a second?
That out there.
Is it should? Can't we say will?
Okay, want to make it will?
Will include, and you already said where available, so will include.
Shall indicate the date of approval of the document.
Okay.
I mean, if the date is unknown,
you just put
unknown, you know? Yep. But whatever it is, every document should say, we should know where it comes from. So, Ambrose, you seconded that?
Yep. Just a point of clarification. Items in the board packet, some of you know, can be like, we're talking about a document that may be 60, 70 pages long. And may contain reports from everybody from the GM to committee. And they may have attached motions and documents. It can be onerous to try to track down documents that other people are submitting. It's not just something coming out of the national office. So what I would suggest is that it's going to be difficult to get a board packet out the door if we strictly follow the way the language is now, because, you know, you may have a committee chair might be referring to a document or attach a document that it may take some time to track that down.
If I may, if you received it from that committee chair, then that's it. You just say, provided by this committee chair on this date. And boom, that discharges that responsibility.
Yeah, that's important to have as a part of the motion then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding of the motion.
I'm glad I got the clarification on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to change it until who produced it, produced and or submitted it.
Yeah.
Okay,
submitted
cool.
It so that yeah. That way, and if relevant, who approved it?
That's good. I think.
Who? Okay, so I'm going to.
The word source did that already, but that's okay.
Yeah, just to be more clear. So now it says all material in board packets shall indicate date of approval of the document and its source, i.e., who produced and/or submitted it, and if relevant, who approved it. Including a revision history where available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Ray.
Yeah.
At this point, most of the information that goes to the National Board comes from, I guess, the finance committees. So maybe part of what we should do on the CC is to make sure that our local boards are aware of that. And Am I wrong in thinking that the national finance secretary is at this point the only person who regularly interacts with the PNB committee?
At this, another point here is I'm assuming that this is a recommendation coming forth from the coordinating committee to go to the board.
That's right.
So we have another step in the process. So.
Right.
I think it's a good advice anyway.
Okay.
So, I guess, is there any further discussion on this item?
Well, we're clear on it, at least speaking for us here.
Okay. Then I guess we should go to a vote are there any objections to the motion that's been put forth as amended? Okay, hearing none, then the motion carries, and that brings us to the end of our agenda.
One thing, Julie. Before we adjourn, I realized we had a pending information request from the KPFK GM Evaluation Committee.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Okay, can you...
I just want to remind that the GM Evaluation Committee was still waiting to... My understanding is that... Dan will be requesting counsel to respond regarding the ability to provide prior evaluations of the GM to the committee. Dan included the GM job description to the PMB. Dan will try to have a response to the board regarding providing prior evaluations to the committee within the next week. So without Dan here, I don't know that we can do anything, but I did want to put it in there as pending business for the next meeting.
Okay, so basically they're waiting to hear back from Dan or to receive previous evaluations that were done on the KPFK GM?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? This is Randy. How come Dan's not on the call?
ED search committee's on at the same time.
Oh, so he's meeting with them?
They flipped the coin, Lonnie lost, and we got Dan. Lonnie.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you very much.
That's one way to look at it.
I think Lonnie won. Just kidding.
Yes, I'm so pleased to see you. We might set a record here.
I think that we have.
Yes, absolutely. Move to Jeremy. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thank you.
Okay. Dave was the one taking notes, so you'll forward those notes to the committee.
You'll
probably
have them in
soon,
15 minutes or so.
Cool.
Thanks, Dave. You are awesome.
You are. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed the evening.
Okay. You too.
Right.
You too. Good night.
Night.